All right, next up we've got Wes Devine with Let It.
But you woke up in the half light of this morning, holding on to all that hate. All you could do was cry. And baby, it'll get you if you let it. So don't let it. Don't let it. Baby, it'll get you.
And I know I have this one's all your bass in the Discord. I don't know his actual name, but he's another multi-bandolist, the brain behind Wes Devine, Moon Bureau, and also the Popped Hearts. Actually, I particularly like this song. I liked a lot of the imagery, but again, I'm looking for my through narrative, and you left me a little confused, but there's a lot of good stuff here. Pretty big twist from, you know, leaving your heart open. But again, I like these lyrics a lot. You made your heart such an open place. You didn't think you might come in when they left you all that empty space. You didn't think you'd ever open it again. Is that sort of feeling that when, you know, somebody that you love leaves or dies or is no longer available, you know, I thought it was a really good way to describe it. But then we jumped to Drinking Poison, thinking it was someone else that was going to die. And I got a little confused because I don't know how we got there. And I know that Wes Devine and Moon Bureau, I'm not able to say Moon tonight, often use sort of more inscrutable lyrics or use references to fairy tales and stories, things I haven't heard of. So I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt because I did enjoy this song. I particularly enjoyed the turn of holding on to all the hate and having the chorus be about the hate in the first time you hear the chorus, but having the chorus be about the light and the love in the second chorus. I thought it was well done twist. And again, confused about 32 years versus 96 tears. But again, it's, everything sounds nice, and I enjoyed this one.
Yeah, I like this one too. I really like the twang in the singer's voice. It sort of reminds me of the more Americana-sounding Rolling Stones songs. The reference was like 36 years and 96 tears. I'm like, wait, 96 is a very specific number of tears. Wait a minute.
Yeah, that's a lot of tears.
Wait a minute. And then I realized there's a question mark in the Mysterion song called 96 Tears that is kind of catchy. I'm like, all right. Got your question mark in the Mysterion's throwback. So thanks for that, Wes Devine. I like the chorus sections on the song. Like, they get a nice lift from the higher registered vocals and some layered harmonies. And the final choruses really stack up those layered harmonies. And I think it sounds great when they kick in. So yeah, overall, I like this one. I wasn't able to give it as much attention as I would have liked to, just because, you know, I focused really hard on the competitors and we were really pressed on time. So my analysis on the Shadows is a little bit lacking.
Yeah, the Jerks accommodated my weekend camping schedule with the kids, which I appreciate quite a bit by doing this a day early.
You don't have to get up at the ass crack of dawn tomorrow, do you?
No. Okay. Actually, ironically, it has been rained out now, so I could have done it tomorrow, but I didn't know.
Thanks, nature.
Yeah, so not as much time, but I don't think Wes Devine had as much time as they would have liked on this song either, because I heard they were just struggling to sort of meet the deadline. I think this one might have come in just after, if I remember reading everything's right.
But they got the Moon Bureau song in.
They got both. Yeah, they got them both. Yeah. So. Then I don't know. But I did also enjoy the sort of build down. Like, I do like a good deconstruction at the end of the song where they go from sort of the full arrangement to sort of a lesser with some harmonies. And then they go back down all the way to just the guitar and vocal. And I think that's a nice way to end a song, unlike a fade out.
Unlike a fade out. Yeah. No love for the fade out.
No love for the fade out. You know, I think Truth was on one of the listening parties and it's just like, you know, I don't think I ever had any beef with fade out until somebody mentioned it. And I was like, you know what? You're right. I work hard writing these songs. Like, come up with an ending. Just come up with an ending. It's that one more step. And a good ending can make a great story or anything else. You know, you need a beginning, a middle, and an end. Give us an end. Don't give us a fall off a cliff slowly rolling away.
But how do you feel about fade-ins?
Fade-ins are okay. Fade-ins are okay. I think I'm on a journey. That's, although, you know, now that you say it, I haven't spent the time thinking about it. It is kind of like the cop-out of the intro. So, you know, maybe fade-ins, you're next.
We're coming for you, fade-ins.
Coming in for those.
I think we've discussed fade outs on the podcast before, but not fade ins. Fade ins seems so much less common. Like at the moment, I can't even think of any songs with fade ins. That might be a good road trip game, like name as many songs with fade ins as you can think of. But this song, this is a really nice, pleasant song with a charming vocal performance and good guitar work. It's got a great arrangement, great performances, and a great mix. And the dynamics are particularly good, too. Like, I think that it would be easy for this song to hit one note, one energy, and not really vary or evolve. But this performance has some real energy and soul. I think this would be a very strong contender if it were in the competition, like easily in the top five.